Hey, everybody out there. Hope everybody's well and doing okay. Dave and I are trying something a little bit different with our limited technological expertise, if you will, tonight. But hopefully this will work out okay.
Limited slash absent.
Yeah. So as this, Dave will become a vet tech tap room. I unfortunately am having to stick to water right now, but I will still cheers you.
I'm having a beverage. This is what the white stout looks like. It's very interesting.
Fantastic. Yeah, I am having to stick with water because the other night I had to head home early from work with what I will call COVID-like symptoms. However, I will qualify that by saying I had pretty significant cough and a lot of fatigue, some chills, and I kind of get this every year this time. With we've had rain now for like 6 days straight. There's tons of pollen in the air. I'm a geeky allergy kid, dude. There's a Kleenex box in every room of the apartment, in my car, at my workstation, in my locker. And I feel like it's allergies and hay fever. But I needed to be responsible. So I messaged my supervisors. They said to head home, and I got tested yesterday. It's supposed to be a 48 to 72 hour test, but called today just to see if they had any time frame. And I think with the holiday weekend, I won't have results, they said, till probably Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. But I do feel a little bit better today. I still, like, walking from the bed to the couch, I'm out of gas, but my cough's a lot better today. Still a little bit of a sore throat, but I still have my sense of taste and smell. And
that's good.
So
hopefully it's just a cold or just a flu.
I'm really hoping so.
Something minor.
I don't think I've been in contact with anybody, you know, that knowingly has had it. So I've been pretty responsible. So hopefully it's just a passing thing. And it's also hard
because, you know, we work in a field where we're in contact with people all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether or not you were in, but you work primarily in the ICU, right? So your contact with the public is fairly limited.
Basically non-existent.
Yeah.
That's
the dream, right?
Yeah, sure, for sure. And even still, even for the folks that do ER, other than triage, you know, if it's not a euthanasia, we don't have people in the building.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, it's really minimal contact. So, but the deal is, like, I have to wait. If it's a negative test, I have to wait 72 hours till I'm symptom free to go back. So I feel like I'll probably be out this whole week, unfortunately. But hopefully, if it's a negative test, I can heal up this week and be back to work and ready to go next week. So that's kind of my hope.
Well, hopefully you're starting to feel better and starting to do better. When you texted me the other day that you were at the hospital getting tested, I was like, oh crap, this is not good.
Yeah.
Finally, it's now hit one of us. And I was worried about you, buddy, but I'm glad you're feeling better.
So far, so good.
Good.
Yeah. We'll hope that stays up. But we had, enough about all that. We had had this planned already. It's kind of why we're doing this still tonight, but we've got some really cool stuff.
Yeah, we do. We've got a lot of stuff, a lot of new stuff that we are still trying to get past the whole scary stage of it and understanding what we're doing with it.
So first up, we talked about this in the intro of the last episode. You kind of got us started with BetterHelp.
Yeah, we've been in contact with BetterHelp, and I listen to a lot of podcasts, and, you know, I said this to you, and I said this to the guy we talked to, is that BetterHelp, their ads are on, like, every podcast I listen to, and I'm like, why are we not partnering with them? Because that's probably 50% of our episodes is talking about mental health, and BetterHelp kind of reached back out to us and said, here's the deal, here's what we're going to do. And we were amazed at everything that they were doing. And the guy that we talked to, his name was Jeff, he said that they were just in the process of onboarding another 1,000 mental health care professionals, which to me, I was like, wow, that's a really big service, a really big company. And not just doing it just because they wanted to gather more people, but he said that there was an absolute need for more demand for it. So, you know, we wanted to partner with them and try to get some help to our listeners. You know, as we talked about our mental health episodes, we kind of did this a little bit backwards when we were talking about this. We said we probably should have done this before Mental Health Month, but anyways, we're getting to it now. So hopefully, you know, we can offer this for our listeners to actually get them some help and actually get it at a discount. So we get, I forget what it is, a 10% discount off the first month. Yeah. So we get a 10% discount with our listeners for the first month of betterhelp.com, which, I was looking at the pricing, and some of the pricing is kind of variable, but I kind of looked at, my concern was, is this affordable?
Yeah.
And looking at the cost of what it costs for a session or a monthly subscription, in comparison to what it would cost you to go to a therapist, it's roughly a half to a third of what it normally would cost. So yes, there's some cost to it, but the price is so much cheaper than what it would be to actually go to a place and actually have a therapy session. So, you know, I feel like this is going to be something that we can use to help out our listeners that are dealing with mental health issues. I'd be curious to hear what Kim Speltz had to say, if she had any experience with any of this.
Yeah. So the cool thing is, once we get all this kind of finished and set up, you'll be able to go to BetterHelp. That's Help, H-E-L-P. I unfortunately sometimes say Better Health, but it's betterhelp.com and then /vettechcafe. And that'll let them know that you heard about them through us. And that'll get you a 10% discount code for the first month. And then they can kind of track, you know, how many people they're getting from us. And
you know you went to the right spot, because when you do that, you can see our logo in the upper left-hand corner. I've actually gone to the link. So our logo is there. So you should know that you're in the right spot.
Yeah. And he said as well, even if you don't do the /vettechcafe, when you sign up, if there's a thing, you know, how you heard about us, and you can click on podcasts, and then you can scroll through and find Vet Tech Cafe or wherever else you heard it. And it just helps, again, with them kind of tracking where everybody's coming from. So so we're super excited about that, to be able to partner with somebody to bring something, you know, as you said, like, it's affordable, and they go through a whole matching process to match you with a clinical psychologist, you know. And
well, and think about it, like, right now, do you want to go somewhere to get a therapist? Right. I'd rather do it from home and do it over the phone or on the laptop. Right now, going out to a doctor's office or a therapist's office is putting yourself at more risk. So, you know, right now, this is the perfect time to do it. If you're dealing with some mental health issues and need some help, this is the perfect way to do it.
Yeah. If you've been on the fence about going, or maybe don't want to go because, like you said, you don't want to go out, you know, if you haven't considered at home therapy or distance therapy, teletherapy, I guess, if you will, this might be a really, really great option for you. So we're really excited to bring that out. We'll have some more posts on social media about that probably in the next couple of weeks as everything gets finalized. But
we still have some other things to do to finalize everything, but we have the offer code now. So we didn't want to delay on doing that. And I guess the other thing that we should announce is that we are now, well, not officially, but in hopefully the next few, 60% right now, they said we're 60% approved. We have formed an LLC. So we are now legal, I guess. Well, not legal just yet, but 60% legal. but hopefully we'll be legal soon. So we'll actually have our own bank account and not have to keep putting our own money into this. We're actually going to have money coming in to support for this. So instead of it all coming out of our own pockets, which it has been for the first, I don't know how long we've been doing this, 6 months now. I don't want this people to think that this is costing us tons of money. It's relatively inexpensive, but it's coming out of our own pocket.
Yeah, for sure. I just want to say hi to a couple people that joined. I see my wife just logged on.
Hey, Molly. So,
hi, Molly. Also, Karen is with us.
Karen is there. Vet Tech and Travel is there.
Vet Tech and Travel is here.
Robin is there.
Abdul Rehman, hello to you as well. So thanks, everybody, for...
Where do you see that? How do you see that?
By. You see them scrolling by. You can, like...
Oh, you can scroll down. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm still learning how to do Instagram. I'm not very good at it.
That's all right.
I'm able to hit the live thing.
Yeah.
And it took me a lot less time tonight to do it than it did in the past.
Yeah.
So I'm getting better. I'm learning.
Yeah. You're all good. So how's North Carolina doing with things? Reopening and what have you.
We're not doing great. a lot of it is there's so many anti-mask people, and I don't get it. I don't understand it. So the numbers are going back up. I just saw earlier today that today we broke another record, 2,000 new cases today, which is the highest we've had since this all started. So we're, you know, not doing great. And I hate that the masks have become political. It's not about politics. It's about being respectful and trying to protect your community. Yeah. I'm not going to use this as a platform to get on my soapbox about this, because I just don't understand why people don't want to wear masks. I just don't get it. But the numbers have been going up, so they've delayed our move to phase three, which I think phase three would have been more opening of restaurants. So they've delayed phase two until July 17th. Okay. So we've got a couple, three more weeks actually no, 2 more weeks of being in phase two, and hopefully the numbers will level off or go down. I honestly don't know. It's
it's such a fluid situation.
It's very fluid, and there's no, it's hard to predict what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
How are things up there? I realize you're dealing with it now, but
we're okay. You know, I honestly don't know where Rhode Island stands. I know Massachusetts is one of the front runners, if you will, in terms of getting ahead of it. They're actually showing some of the best stats in the country, and I mean by best stats, I mean, like, you know, not necessarily regression, but a solid leveling off, and so that's good to see.
We also saw Vermont was kind of doing really well as well.
There's actually like 4 New England states. It might be Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine. I don't remember. So I feel like Rhode Island maybe is not terribly far behind, but
hopefully,
hopefully we're doing okay. So, you know, we've been talking a lot about Black Lives Matter and stuff on our social, and you tell us about that class you're taking.
I'm taking the African American History from Emancipation to Present. It's through Yale has an online free course. This is actually a course that was taught in 2010. So there's a lot of literature. It says that there's a midterm and a final, but I couldn't find anywhere where there was exams. But all the material is there. You can download the documents that they have. There's lectures on video from 2010. So there, you know, it says 2000. It says Emancipation to Present, but it really stops at about 2010, where, you know, right in the middle of where Obama was elected. So I learned a bit about, I forget his name. His name is John. Darn it, I forget his name. I forgot his name already. I posted it on my Facebook page, and it was about a slave that was brought over, and he had an owner. And I hate saying the word owner. That just seems completely wrong. But he came to the North. He came to, it was somewhere in Massachusetts. And his owner, again, I hate that word, allowed him to earn part of his earnings. So he was allowed to not just work for free, but he was allowed to keep some of his earnings. And, you know, he worked hard enough and long enough that he eventually was able to buy himself. So he essentially bought his own freedom and actually had enough money left over to buy some land. So one of the things that happened during that time was the beginning of the revolution, the American Revolution. He wanted to become a citizen, and he had 2 things in his favor. He was male, and he was a landowner. Two things that were requirements for being a citizen. But the one strike against him was that he was a former slave, so he was not allowed to become a citizen. All this happening at the same time that the citizens of his town were rebelling against Britain and they used the term slavery. They said they were being treated as slaves, and that was part of the reasoning for the revolution, the American Revolution, and just the hypocrisy of the fact that they were crying, "You're treating us like slaves," and then also having someone that was a former slave and not allowing him to become a citizen because of that fact. And it just baffles me that some of that stuff is still going on a lot of that is still going on today, and it's sad. And I just hate that we're in this situation, and I'm sad that this has been going on for so long. So, you know, that's part of my 8:46 challenge. And, you know, I try to do it every day. I don't get to it every day. And I do realize that the days that I do not think about it or not do something that's related to it, I think to myself, this is not what I should be doing, because people of color have to do this every day. They have to think about this every day. Yeah. And me as a white person, I have the luxury of not having to think about it. So I'm trying to force myself to think about it.
Yeah.
Which is really hard. It's a lot of work, but it's nothing compared to what people of color have had to endure.
Right. Of course. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, we're going to be doing something probably in the next week or two that I'm really excited about.
Yeah, I'm excited for this too.
A friend of yours who's a vet tech down in North Carolina,
right? Yeah. In Raleigh. Yep. She's from Durham.
Rita, who is a person of color, we're going to have her do an Instagram takeover of the Vet Tech Cafe account, and again probably in the next week or two, and we'll introduce her on our social media, who she is and pictures and stuff. But she's going to post some really good content and put some stories up and stuff for that 24-hour period.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to that, because her personal account, she's put up some really, really good stories and some really, really good content, and I'm excited to be able to have somebody post some of that stuff coming from a different place.
Yeah, And hopefully...
Honestly, it just gives it a little bit more weight coming from a person of color than it does coming from you or I. And I think that's really meaningful. So
well, I'm hoping to be educated as well. I'm hoping to learn something from everything she posts.
Agreed. So I'm really excited about that. That should be coming in the next couple of weeks. So if you see us advertising an Instagram takeover, that's what it'll be. We're going to have... Dave's friend, my new friend. I haven't actually met her, but I'm going to consider her a friend.
She's great. Rita,
take over our
Instagram. Rita, are you here? I don't think Rita's here.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think she's seen her.
That's all right.
Check in. But so yeah, that's super cool. So, you know, we got a couple more episodes coming up here down the pike.
Yep.
Got some stuff we're both pretty excited about. Anything, you know, we don't have to necessarily give away guest names, but anything you're super excited about topics.
I'm super excited about the guest that we have for forensics.
Yeah.
You know, that's a field that I've only recently understood that was something that we as technicians could do. Someone that I used to work with, and actually we still kind of work shifts together every now and then. She left to go work with the forensics department here in Durham. I think it's Durham. So I've only recently been introduced to the fact that that's something that we can actually do. So another thing that we can bring up as a career opportunity. And I'm excited to talk to her and figure out exactly what happens and what she needs to do, and you know, how is it different than what we normally do?
Yeah, we have at least another episode kind of in our queue coming up. I guess it would fall under the mental health, but it'll be more like workplace challenges and you know, coworker dynamics, that kind of stuff. We're going to talk about magnet nursing some point down the road here. That'll be really interesting to learn about. And then also, too, at some point, we kind of want to get back and bring back some VNI discussion.
Yeah.
Because that's an ever important topic in our field right now.
And right.
We have some people on both sides. There was a petition that circulated, you know, obviously previously that we did a tap room about. We want to talk more about that and then talk about, you know, the NAVTA side as well. So
just kind of seeing where it is, where are they in the process,
absolutely.
And kind of get people up to speed as to what's happening.
Yeah. So, some episodes, and then we have a couple others in the works as well.
Yeah.
So those aren't necessarily all of the next episodes, but those are ones we kind of have on the docket that'll be released in the near future. So,
and so we've had a couple of people that have messaged us, and if you guys have suggestions or ideas for us to interview guests, we'd be happy to do that. We're always looking for new avenues and new things to look through.
Absolutely. We always welcome the messages. Our last two episodes, we've said this already, our last two episodes were people that reached out to us. We have one more that was actually, I think, maybe even the first person to reach out to us several months ago that we're going to try and
like before we even had an episode, she said, hey, I want to be on.
Yeah, about behavior and more like, you know, dog cat behavior type stuff.
Yeah.
So that'll be super interesting as well. So. Yeah, so a lot of really, really cool stuff coming that I'm pretty proud of. So
just get them all lined up.
Yeah, I've got to get them all lined up. So what do you think? Should we do something positive?
Let's do something positive.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
So go for it. You start us off.
My thing of positivity is education. I feel like we are now starting to get into learning more about the people that are in our society and learning about people of color and learning about Black history. And, and you know, we posted that thing about the AVMA to go through that study, but just learning and educating myself and trying to educate others about Black history. I'm trying to use my social media platforms as a way to be a proponent of somebody that's trying to push these things forward. And Robin actually got a book for her daughter, Ruby, for when she's going to be doing the homeschooling. It's called Lies My Teacher Told Me. Everything your American history textbook got wrong. So it's she's going to have a history section, but she's also going to have this other book that kind of goes over the stuff that's left out of our history books, which is I think one of the big things that we're talking about in all the protests and all these things that are happening, of bringing to light history that is just sort of forgotten, like all these people that were founders of our country that were so greatly revered, and then comes out 300 years later or 200 years later that they were all slave owners, and why are we celebrating them as great leaders of our nation when they really were not so great, for lack of a better term, you know, and just trying to educate myself and just make myself more aware of what's going on around me and making sure that I'm doing my due diligence about learning what I should be learning.
Yeah, Yeah.
What do you got?
I think for me, one thing that really kind of struck with me this week, and it's officially over now. I think it actually ended on the 1st. But the MCVMA, the Multicultural Veterinary Medical Association, had, I think maybe somebody in that association, or maybe it was jointly the association, had put together a petition basically asking people, all people, white people or people of color, if they had experienced racism in veterinary medicine, and if they would be willing to share at least like a story. And basically what they were trying to do was compile all of this to take to the AVMA to say like, hey, this is
yeah.
a real legitimate problem. And I know we shared it on our page, and
yep.
I had one instance that I could think of, and I was going back 20 years, but you know, it's obviously a very insignificant moment, but I still remember it
yeah.
clear as day 20 years later. So it's stuck with me for a reason. So I was happy to kind of share that and also like contribute to that cause.
Yeah.
Because obviously like this is a very weak parallel. And I certainly understand they're very different subjects, but I'll say even like, you know, before coronavirus took off, before, you know, George Floyd and everything that's come since then, in veterinary medicine, we were talking a lot about the VNI because we were talking a lot about the petition that was started
yeah.
and circulated. And honestly, that generated a lot of discussion
yeah.
in our field about the VNI. And I feel like the Multicultural Veterinary Medical Association compiling all this data to be able to take it to the AVMA and say, like, look, these are real life experiences of
yeah.
people of in this profession, veterinarians and veterinary technicians. These are their experiences over a given amount of time, and it actually is a real, real problem. And again, like I just feel like that's a really solid way to generate discussion
yeah.
And again, hopefully just move it forward a little bit more and a little bit more and just make it more well known and, you know, bring more light to it. And that's how I think that's a really solid way to generate discussion and help move forward and solve problems.
And you know, kind of going back to something really basic, what's the first step of addressing a problem? Realizing that there's a problem and acknowledging it. So I feel like this study is actually going to do that and bring everything like that to light. So hopefully we get some good answers out of this and some good change. Like I'm just hoping for change.
Agreed.
Okay. And you know, in my experience, you know, when I was first a technician in New Hampshire, like New Hampshire is as white as Orange County is. So, you know, people of color were like, I never really worked with any. There weren't a whole lot of people of color that actually lived in the area. But as far as people that I worked with, I rarely saw people of color.
Yeah.
Just because of the area that I was in. But now in North Carolina, I work with quite a few. So, you know, there is a bit of a change, you know,
agreed.
Geographically speaking.
Agreed. Yeah. Same with my experience as well.
Yeah.
Here at Tufts, you know, and even, you know, you look at the, you know, I can look at the students and, you know, the demographic is the same,
I would
say, in terms of, you know, versus in a clinic, you know, the numbers just aren't there, but,
right.
But hopefully, you know, as we continue to move forward with this, that'll change. So,
yeah. And in my teaching, I would say it's not 50-50, but there's definitely more people of color than I've experienced working with.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. That's great to hear.
Yeah.
That's really great to hear. So, well, what do you think? Should we sign off? It's time for me to go take some medicines.
Yeah. I have to work a shift tomorrow, so I should probably be winding down and finishing up this white stout.
Yeah.
Or golden. Good. Is it a golden stout? White stout? I can't remember what it's called. I think it's called golden stout.
Nice.
All right, buddy.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you very much for those of you that signed on, and we'll be posting this to our YouTube channel. And again, thank you for standing by with us with our technical difficulties and all that. But again, just a real quick reminder, if you're out there and if you're looking for help, betterhelp.com/vettechcafe, that's active. You can get 10% off your first month of scheduled, basically distance therapy. Really, really good opportunity. So we hope that helps, even if it's just one person. That's all that matters, even if it's just one person.
Yeah.
So anyway, we wish you all the best. Hope everybody stays healthy and stays safe, and we'll talk to you guys again soon.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye, guys.